Ruth. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem Judah went to live in the country of Moab, he, and his wife, and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, my God is king. And the name of his wife Naomi. Pleasant. And the name of his two sons Mahlon, sickly. And Chilion. Pining, whiner. Ephrathites of Bethlehem Judah. And they came into the country of Moab, and stayed there. And Elimelech Naomi's husband died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took for themselves wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah Fon, and the name of the other Ruth, friend, companion, and they lived there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion both also died. And the woman was without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-laws, that she might return from the country of Moab, because she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord Jehovah had visited his people in giving them bread. Therefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her. And they went on the road to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord Jehovah deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead, and with me. The Lord Jehovah grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them. And they lifted up their voice, and wept. And they said to her, surely we will return with you to your people. And Naomi said, return home, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Return home, my daughters, go your way. Because I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons. Would you wait for them until they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? No, my daughters. Because it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord Jehovah has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice, and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth held on to her. And she said, look. Your sister-in-law has gone back to her people, and to her gods, you return after your sister-in-law. And Ruth said, do not ask me to leave you, or to return from following after you, because where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord Jehovah do so to me, and more also, if anything but death separates you and me. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, then she quit speaking to her. So the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said to them, do not call me Naomi pleasant. Call me Mara. Bitter. Because the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord Jehovah has brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, since the Lord Jehovah has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Ruth chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz. In him is strength. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, let me now go to the field, and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said to her, go, my daughter. And she went, and came, and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And it happened that she came to a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was kin to Elimelech. And, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said to the reapers, the Lord Jehovah be with you. And they answered him, the Lord Jehovah bless you. Then Boaz said to his servant who was set over the reapers, whose young woman is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabite young woman who came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I ask you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and has continued even from the morning until now, that she stayed a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, do you not hear, my daughter? Do not go to glean in another field, neither go from here, but stay here close by my maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they reap, and you follow after them, have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said to him, Why have I found grace in your eyes, that you should take knowledge of me, since I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said to her, It has been fully shown to me, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. And how you have left your father and your mother, and the land of your birth, and have come to a people which you did not know before now. May the Lord Jehovah repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in your sight, my Lord. Because you have comforted me, and because you have spoken friendly to your handmaid, though I am not like one of your handmaidens. And Boaz said to her, At mealtime you come here, and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers. And he gave her parched corn, and she ate, and was satisfied, and left. And when she had risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And also let some of the handfuls fall for her on purpose, and leave them, that she may glean them, and do not rebuke her. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. About 6 gallons, 22.2 liters. And she took it up, and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. And she brought it forth, and gave to her what she had reserved after she had enough. And her mother-in-law said to her, Where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Blessed is he who has taken knowledge of you. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had worked, and said, The man's name with whom I worked today is Boaz. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Blessed is he of the Lord Jehovah who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said to her, The man is near of kin to us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said to me also, You shall keep close by my young men, until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said to Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maidens, that they not meet you in any other field. So she kept close by the maidens of Boaz to glean to the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest. And lived with her mother-in-law. Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi her mother-in-law said to her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens you were? Look. He winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself therefore, and anoint yourself, and put your clothes upon you, and go down to the floor. But do not make yourself known to the man, until he has finished eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall take note of the place where he shall lie, and you shall go in, and uncover his feet, and lay yourself down. And he will tell you what you shall do. And she said to her, All that you say to me I will do. And she went down to the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law told her. And when Boaz had eaten and drank, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the pile of grain. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid herself down. And it came to pass at midnight, that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth your handmaid. Therefore spread your skirt over your handmaid, because you are a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed are you of the Lord Jehovah, my daughter. Because you have shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, since you did not follow young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do to you all that you require. Because all the city of my people know that you are a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am your near kinsman, nevertheless there is a kinsman nearer than I. Stay this night, and in the morning, if he will perform to you the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to you, then I will do the part of a kinsman to you, as the Lord Jehovah lives. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that you have upon you, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she asked, Who are you, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, He gave me these 6 measures of barley, because he said to me, do not go empty to your mother-in-law. Then she said, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out, because the man will not be in rest, until he has finished this matter today. Ruth chapter 4. Then Boaz went up to the gate, and sat himself down there, and, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, to whom he said, ho, such a one. Turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside, and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, you sit down here. And they sat down. And he said to the kinsman, Naomi, who has come again out of the country of Moab, sells a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to let you know, saying, buy it before the others living there do, and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, because there is no one to redeem it besides you, and I am after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then Boaz said, the day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance, you redeem my right to yourself. Because I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in earlier times in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe, and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said to Boaz, buy it for yourself. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said to the elders, and to all the people, you are witnesses this day, that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I have purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead not be cut off from among his brothers, and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate, and the elders, said, we are witnesses. The Lord Jehovah make the woman who has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, the two who built the house of Israel. And may you live honorably in Ephrata, and may you be famous in Bethlehem. And let your house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar gave birth to Judah, of the offspring which the Lord Jehovah shall give you of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord Jehovah gave her conception, and she gave birth to a son. And the women said to Naomi, blessed is the Lord Jehovah who has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be to you a restorer of your life, and your provider in your old age, because your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than 7 sons, has given birth to him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse to it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. Serving. He is the father of Jesse. Stand out. The father of David. Loving. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares fathered Hezron. And Hezron fathered Ram, and Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nahshon, and Nahshon fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz, and Boaz fathered Obed, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David.